meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District is called to order. We begin with the invocation.
Father, we come to you asking for guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Guide us as we make decisions that will affect the residents, staff, and their family. We pray for the health and the well-being of residents and employees of this community and their families and friends, whether at home or at traveling. We ask that you watch over and guide this nation and bless it and bring it peace. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision-making. Protect our military and first responders. Bring them all home safe and unharmed. Use your grace to heal the sick and suffering. In his name we pray, amen. I pledge
Keith reminded me that we should silence our phones during the meeting. We now have three chairman announcements. One, Joanne has a job to do first.
Jack Emmer.
Here.
Eloise Raffa.
Here.
Joanne Gagans here. Paul Diamond.
Here.
Keith Richard.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier.
Here.
And Joe Crisco.
Here.
And the record will show that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present.
Okay, back to chairman announcements. We will take a look at a new auditing firm, just to see if we can try to get a little better service. I think there has been some delays between the office and them in trying to get information back, and so we will take a look at that. Doesn't necessarily mean we'll change anything, but we'll take a look and review that particular issue. Second, added to new business is furniture for spectators for the pool room, and Jamie Welch will be making that presentation. And then I have just a short little message, hoping that you might better understand how I operate. I don't deal in gossip, so if you come with, "I heard this, is this true?" I'm not going to touch it, okay? You have as much time as I do. If it's something that's really troubling to you, search it out. If you have facts, come to me with them. But I won't deal with rumors and gossip. "I heard such and such, is this true?" It will be my response, okay? I don't want to get involved in that other side. And as a result, I did not post on Holiday Friends, Parks and Neighbors, or whatever that title is of that Facebook section. There were some questions about 206, and you'll have answers tonight. But I was going to post, and I thought, no, I don't think that's going to be to anybody's advantage. And I didn't want to say, come to the meeting tonight to hear and turn this into a zoo or something like that. So I started to type and I hit my erase button and got rid of that all. Okay, moving on to the approval of the meeting minutes for 4/22/2019. Seeking a motion to approve.
I make a motion that we approve the workshop meeting for April 22nd, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comment, trustees? Any public comment on the minutes? Moving right along, we'll call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Treasurer's report.
I handed out the one page, which says treasurer's report for the month. If you look at it, the one there, and like I say at the bottom, if you need further information to back where you got these numbers, they're posted outside in the hallway, and they're on our website. You can go in there and find them. And you can see number one, which is the balance of liquid assets, which is on the balance sheet. I've marked number one by that, so you can find that number there. But basically, that's our bank account totals, okay? Next one is just for April. The government or and other places, we got income of $82,983.42. We spent $95,557.97, which means we overspent what we took in by $12,574.55, but we had reserves from earlier months when we get more money. As you can see in the next one, it says October through April, the income we've received is $1,141,421.40. The budget says by now we should have spent had income of $675,201.35. In other words, our reserves are up almost 70% of what they should be right now, but that will come down because each month we get little and little. But I will say Next one, eight, the total expenses for now, we should have, according to the budget, should be $66,789,892.73. Budgeted, according to our budget, we should have spent $675,200.66. So we're just a hair under the budget. We're pretty much, we have the money there, we got reserves there, whatever, but running the place, the expenses are the main thing that we're right pretty much where we said we'd be. And then the loans, these are the loan balances as of last month. As you can see, the first one's 364, the next one is 210, and so forth. The total of them is $351,715.24 that are left. Now, after next month, loan one will be gone, but we will be, like I say, paying on the other loans. And if you'll go on the up there, I have a page showing the different loans and how they're being paid off. Okay. Any questions on the from the board?
Number 10 is the percentage that we've already expended, correct?
It's how we compare with our budget. In other words, we've spent $667,000. According to our budget, we took how much we're supposed to spend all year, divided it by the first five, divided into equal months, and so that's what's budgeted.
No, my question is the percentage. Have we expended to date? Well, not to date, actually to the end of April, 98% of our budget?
No.
98% of what we're supposed to have spent by now, not 98% of our whole budget.
Oh, just 98% of what we, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Any questions from the audience?
Yeah.
Pick it up and try it again.
Some things money can't buy.
Try it again.
Try it again.
Try it. You got to put it to your mouth.
Thank you.
Annette Regis, 409 Holiday. First, I'd like to know, isn't there a spreadsheet you can use for this? Because this sure doesn't look like the budget like we used to get. Everything.
It's all attached.
How come we don't get copies of those?
Because I'm trying to save some money on printing paper all the time. It's posted outside. It's posted on the website. You can go and look all that stuff up. I try to post it a week ahead of time so you can see these things. This takes care of, I would say, 90% of the people what they want to know. The other 3 or 4%, I didn't want to print up 200 pages every time to take care of two or three people. So that's why I went with just the surroundings. If you have a question, I will meet with you later, or you can look on there to get all the backup materials. Now, the board does get all this backup material. We do print those all, so they have a chance to study it and look at that. This is just basically a general where we are, what's happening.
Okay, now, with regards to this, with the money that we have, why do we still have loan one at $364, which could be paid off and gotten rid of?
It will this coming month.
It will?
Last month it was $8,300, and we paid $8,000 until it came down. I don't know. I can't remember it.
Loan number one is paid off.
Loan number one will be paid off, and then we will, like I have said, we will be putting that payment right now towards other payments.
Okay, all right.
And I did discover something by looking at that, and I don't know if it's got corrected out on the paper, but the loans we have now, we said we were paying 1-some% and on a couple of them, and I'm looking at the numbers and I'm going, these aren't 1%. They're guys, and I, so I looked at the loans and they're adjustable loans. This year they readjusted the loan to 2-point-something and 3-point, and we'll be printed properly next month. But again, we should be able to pay these loans off if we just stay with our payment plan like we budgeted near the end of the year. Not this year, but next year.
Any other questions? Okay, number 8. Need a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
A second?
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we have a little calendar business to do. 2 weeks from today is Memorial Day, so we're looking to move the meeting to Tuesday night at 7, and then add 2 summer meetings for the 4th Monday in July, the 22nd, and the 4th Monday in August, the 26th. And my reason for asking for this from the board is that I think it gives us time to work together, get to know each other, and check out how people think and react to different situations. So that's my reason for repeal the motion that was done earlier that we skipped July and August meetings. So I'd like to put those back in on the 4th Monday. Waiting a motion to approve.
I make a motion we have meetings on those dates that you've provided.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Barb seconded. Any trustee comment on that?
Yes. I have no objection to it, but I really would like it noted that I don't think we should do any major items in the summertime. Our snowbirds have gone home, and they deserve a chance to comment on whatever we're going to do. So if there's a major contract or something up over the summer, I would like it postponed until at least September.
No, that's against the sunshine rules. You can't do that.
I can't do what?
You can't, decide not to vote until the people get back.
I didn't ask anybody not to vote.
Well, you're saying you're not.
I ask that we don't put up proposals of major projects until...
But,
don't know.
You can't do that. You can't say.
Eloise, I think if it came and was part of the agenda, you could ask to have it removed or something like that.
Yeah,
but
you know,
rather
I
than
just, I would just
prior
like
to.
It clearly understood. I don't think that's a good policy.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that.
Well. Audience comment?
I don't agree with that. It's in the sunshine law. You can't extend.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I understand what you're saying, Eloise. Unfortunately, our park has to run 12 months of the year. Most of the snowbirds go north for 5 or 6 months. So are you saying that we should put off everything for 5 or 6 months?
No.
Absolutely not. We need to run our park, whether they're here or not. We do need a meeting in July and August. I said we should do it. Thank you, Jack.
Any other comments? Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor of these calendar adjustments, please say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Our district manager's report.
Sorry, I think we need to decide on the meeting for the 27th.
We did.
Oh, this is going to be on the 28th.
It'll be on the 28th.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry about that. Very good. Okay.
That was all in one.
All righty. Okay. The final payment for CDA Solutions for the doors will be released. We still have a few little items that need to be looked at. Nothing major. We need to get some more paint and get the color so that we can touch up the doors and so forth. So once they complete that, we will let the check go. The last of the programs have been installed with the computers, and that is 2019 QuickBooks program. It was installed last week. Turnkey Bookkeeping Services is now using the updated version, and that's completed. All the trustee and district manager's statement of financial interests have been sent to Tallahassee. This is a form that is required by the state, which some people have done it, some people haven't. We are now doing it and implementing it, and this is something that each and trustee, including myself, can be fined $25 a day or up to $1,500, but we're totally good with this. Everybody is in compliance. The Port Malabar Holiday Park webpage has been updated with all current data. Pool furniture has been delivered and is paid in full. It's beautiful. I just want to add that the chairs, the old chairs, are on sale for $5 a piece. We'll probably have it going on for another week and a half, at which time we'll just scrap it and the guys can use it for the scrap metal. I have a list here of all of the severe derelict homes. I've given them to Joe. These are the homes in dire need of repair or knocked down. This is one of the summer projects we will be starting and completing. We plan to find out where they stand with the county and the city of Palm Bay. At least two of these homes have been quit deeded from the Brevard County to the city of Palm Bay. These homes have been listed with a realtor. I spoke with the realtor and explained that she may sell them. However, they will not be approved by Port Malabar Holiday Park until they are in compliance with our rules and regulations, which means the buyer will not be able to gain access to the home or the community unless they are in compliance, i.e. screen room repairs, carports installed, power washed, etc. She said they would be repairing these and asked for a list of the repairs. I have tried contacting the town manager and deputy manager for further information. I'm still waiting to hear back from them. We will be researching all of the previous delinquencies, finding out exactly where they stand with the county and the city, whether they have tax certificates or are in foreclosure, or if we are able to lien them at this time, etc. I will be working closely with Joe on this summer as well. Most of the projects started from my hire date are now completed. Therefore, I have more time to devote to cleaning up these abandoned homes and try to recoup some of the monies, if any, from several years of back taxes owed. I have tentatively ordered 25 Holiday Park Boulevard street signs, 10 15-mile-per-hour speed limit signs. Totals about $1,752. We're not putting up more. We're just going to replace the signs that are in need of repair. They're peeling. They're rusted. So we're just going to kind of give them a facelift. And I would like to order an additional 42 street signs for the whole park, and that totals $2,037. I'm still negotiating this price with our sign company to get some kind of a discount, and I would certainly like the board's approval. I think just something as simple as replacing the street signs is just really nice. I think it really gives us a little boost. Okay, here we go. The board has an attachment from the attorney, and it was 60 days from the 25th of April that Mrs. Hall had to go to the courthouse, clerk of courts, and present her case, if any. She has not done any of this whatsoever. I'm sure you all are aware of what transpired Saturday evening. We had several police cruisers, unmarked cars, Department of Children and Family Services, times two cars were there. I have personally, it is confidential. I don't even want to get into how many times I've called DCF myself. Okay. I was apologized to several times Saturday evening when I came in, and they swore that they would do the right thing, and they kept apologizing for this being swept under the carpet. And they had been aware of it. It had been reported. So that's where we stand. At the end of the day, on Saturday evening, approximately 11:30 p.m., Joanne Hall was arrested and taken into custody, along with the great-granddaughter. She was arrested and taken into custody. If you go on to the website, you will be able to see pictures and what they were charged with. The two children were taken to the emergency room where they were given a complete evaluation. They are now with the Department of Children and Family Services, pending what their outcome is. I'm sure you've all seen the newscasts on the TV. The Gatehouse has been strictly informed and told not to let them into this park whatsoever. We don't need this kind of negative media coverage for our community. Whatever they get is coming from the Palm Bay Police Department. Nothing from us, nothing from me. So that's where we stand. They're parking their vehicles outside of the gate, and they're doing their report in front of the Palm Bay Police Department building. So I think less is more. They're going to say what they want to say. So I think if we just let it go, I don't really think there's anything else, and if anyone wants to share their thoughts with me on this, that's fine. They're going to say what they want to say, like I said, and we're just doing what we need to do. The brother and the nephew are there. They're cleaning up the carport. Mrs. Hall will be probably, well, I'm positive she's going to be leaving the park. The great-granddaughter is not allowed on the premises. She has a vehicle here. She can come pick up the vehicle only by police escort. She is not allowed on the property at all. So hopefully we can get this all taken care of and wrapped up within a couple of days, and we'll take it from there. If they don't cooperate, I will call the health department and have the home condemned. Right now I have code enforcement working on it. However, all they can do is impose fines and that's it. So if we have to get the health department in here, then we absolutely will. But at this time, I believe the brother and the nephew will be getting her out of here and taking care of all the trash. So far as the home is concerned, we'll deal with that within a few days. Let's get her out of here safely and get all the garbage and debris cleaned up. So that's any questions on this whole situation? Okay, I have
Cherie,
given, yes.
Can I interrupt for a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry, hi Karen.
I wanted to say, in regard to this, I was impressed with her actions. When I talked to, well, I called her Saturday night and then she came because of the five cruisers there and everything else going on. And I happen to live right across the street, so I have a terrific vantage point of what's going on. And I must also say that I think if you go past that way tonight, the carport might still be a mess, I'm not sure. But they cleaned up that whole outside along the shed. They were bringing all that stuff, and I think they're probably using the carport as a drying area because of the rain that it all received today. But that was a marked improvement, just to see the side of the shed with nothing there. Nothing there. Everything was moved forward. So if these two relatives do as much in the next day as they got done today, it'll look marvelous. And the thing I was going to say regarding to Cherie, she was already thinking well in advance by saying when I talked to her this morning that she had already alerted the gate, no TV, no newspaper, no nothing getting into the park. I hadn't even, you know, given that a thought, but just to let you know that there's heads up thinking on her part and anticipating what might be coming. Okay.
The white van belongs to her brother. He lives at 1021 Moonlight. He is a resident owner here. The other pickup truck is the nephew, and then her pickup truck is the Ford 1993. Again, that's here. It is registered to her name. I looked inside and saw the registration. Anyway, it is in fact hers. The address on the registration is 206 Holiday Park Boulevard. However, she is not listed as an owner. She's not on the deed. She's not in the computer. She has no decal. So she's been called in every single day, whether she's called herself in, whether someone has called her in. I believe it's been Joanne. She will not be called in any longer. Like I'll repeat myself, she will have to have a police escort to get in here to get her pickup truck. She's not here. She's in jail.
The truck was gone this morning.
The pickup truck.
No.
No.
It left. Because we drove by before we left.
The blue one you're talking about?
Yeah, it wasn't there when we went by.
It was all there all day for us because he lives at Shell Court and I live at Shell Court and it's right there. She lives at Shell Court.
We can't find the keys, Karen. Maybe it was a different truck.
No, that blew him.
You know what? In my opinion, I don't care if there's a fleet. Get the crap and get it out of here. You know, right. Load it up, see ya, and then be rid of it. We don't have to deal with it anymore. Then we can get down to the nuts and bolts of what are we going
to
do with the house.
You
know, no, thank you. Well, yeah, I don't even want to get into that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
True.
Comments?
Yes, Jack.
I have something.
Paul.
Turn your mic on.
If my mic is working. I'd like to thank Cherie and the guys at the gate for keeping the news people out of here so that we don't have to see so much negativity about our homes. Which, you know, how the news would play as they're going through with those cameras looking at our homes. So, quick thinking for Cherie and the good job of Bruce and the guys.
Thank you.
So, thanks.
And I do want to especially thank the gate staff. They were just awesome. From the moment that this happened Saturday night up until today, they were right on it. Channel 2 snuck in on foot, but you can't blame Bruce for that. They actually parked their vehicles across the street and literally snuck in. But I kind of threatened them and told them they were on private property. So I didn't really give them any information, didn't really discuss it, and I gave them a ride safely back to the gate and told them to leave. So, thanks. Annette. Yes.
Now, is this going to be monitored? Is this going to be monitored? Now, if some way, if Ms. Hall is out of the facility.
She is here.
She is here.
She is here.
Okay. Is this going to be monitored to make sure there's not a repeat of the situation?
No one is allowed to go to that home whatsoever. No one is being called in. He is the only person, and he lives here. He's an owner. So he will not be calling anyone in. No one is going to 206 Holiday Park Boulevard except the authorities or DCF or a health care worker. There will be no people allowed whatsoever. So that's how we're dealing with that.
The only question, because late at night, it's very easy to walk past the gate and get in the park without anybody seeing.
We can do our best, Annette. And just hope, you know, and we've got the monitors. The guys are definitely on extra alert. If we have to put another guy there for a couple of days just to monitor that sidewalk, then we should do it. You know, this is serious stuff. We're finally getting to the point where we're getting rid of this trash. You know, and hopefully let's never, ever let this happen again. You know, this is just so unusual, but it's gone on way too long, way too long. So let's just get her finished, and this is new. We don't have anything to follow, so we're kind of all learning to do the right thing and just clean it up and just don't look back.
Just a quick question. You say nobody's supposed to get there. Who's cleaning it up if nobody's getting there?
This is Joanne Hall's brother.
He lives by himself. I know
this
that.
Is, no, no,
by
this
himself?
Is, he has his...
No, what I'm saying is he will have other people there, but he should be there when they're cleaning up. That's
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And he lives at 1021 Moonlight.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Hi, Pam. 326 Allen Park. You said she's here now?
She is.
The
brother picked her up, bailed her out of Sharps.
But didn't you say that she could only come in if she had a police escort?
No,
she is the owner. We cannot deny her access. However, the great-great-granddaughter, the granddaughter, oh, I forget how many greats there are, but none of the other people are allowed. Only she is allowed because she still is legally. I did speak to the attorney, and she is still the legal owner. We don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot, so she's definitely not capable of caring for herself. The brother is totally on board with us and is working with the doctor to get her diagnosed. As soon as she gets diagnosed, we're hoping that they will transfer her case up to Indiana, and they can prosecute her there. Just trying to expedite it so that she will be out of Brevard County, out of here.
Okay. And the gate knows that she can't call anybody.
Absolutely. Okay. No one is allowed. It doesn't matter. No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. No. A while back, I started working with a community development administrator, Mrs. Jewell. She's really a great person to work with. I'm going to continue working with her now that I have more time. We want to either, she grants funds, or she's a great fundraiser for our community development. Some of the things I've been discussing with her is better lighting on our roadways throughout the park, finish all of the sidewalk replacement, possibly putting in bridges for safer and easier access to the clubhouse from the parking area, clean, dredge, or rework the storm sewer system, These are a few items which we may qualify for. Ms. Jewell is very resourceful and is very interested in helping our community with these safety issues. We have to make sure that when we do apply, it's going to be something that is a safety issue that affects everybody, such as the lighting, the repairing the sidewalk so nobody trips and gets hurt, the bridges for easier access. The storm sewer system, of course, it speaks for itself that it goes for flooding and our water, you know, drainage and things like that. So we'll try to get the one that gives us the most money. Okay, I spoke about the hall. I gave each trustee the filing dates for all the municipalities that we have to file with so far as the Department of Economic Opportunity, the Department of Ethics, when we file for our, we have to post our budget, for when we have to post our meetings. All of these municipalities are listed, and all of the trustees have a list. So everybody knows that we're filing our items in a timely manner, and they're not falling through the cracks like the other one did when they weren't filed. I guess it was, what, 2018? In January. And it covered over for several months, and it was taken care of. But this list is to ensure that this doesn't happen again. Bruce Crabb and I have been working on updating all of the trustees' handbooks. We're making a few extras. We're getting rid of all the old information, putting all the new information in. So when those are finished, all the trustees who want to get their books updated, please bring them in, and I'll be happy to update them with phone numbers, addresses, mowing schedules, voting schedule dates, and everything. And in the I didn't do it today. I wanted to give each trustee a complete kit for how to file for be running for the board again in August. I do apologize. My hands were full today, so I will get to it. The projects that are pending, the Bocce Oyster Shell base has been ordered. Down payment has been submitted, waiting for their delivery notice. The gazebo was ordered, down payment submitted. Delivery will be the second week of October. At this time, we have to have a contractor or an engineer. They're kind of worried about it because if we don't get a contractor or an engineer, then they're afraid we're not going to pay them the other half because we have to be up to Florida codes, the wind, all of that stuff when it's installed. So we will cross that bridge when Rod Lindsay gets back in the park. We now, after this meeting, the labels will be printed to disperse the 2020 budget to the residents. They will be mailed out. I would like to mail another letter. They can't be in the same envelope, so you guys will probably get two letters. But since we're doing one mailing, we might as well do them both at the same time. B, are you up for stuffing envelopes? Okay. You helped a lot last year. The door in the billiards room has been removed, that single hung door that was, it led outside, but it had no purpose. So now that that's fixed and it's smooth, we'll be painting the walls, and I'll be working with Jocelyn, Jamie Walsh. She's picked out a color. We're going to look at it some more. It's a celery green. I think that's a nice choice because we can't change the cloth on the pool tables. That's always going to be green. So we're going to go with a nice light green color. And she has a committee together that she's working with. So this will be a nice summer project as well. For, Pat Francis, Kathy LeBlanc. I don't know if those names are familiar to you all, but she's working with those gals. And by the fall, they should have a nice comprehensive little thing together to redecorate. And, of course, they actually want to pay for all of it themselves, the chairs, the stools and things. So that's a pretty cool thing. I really want to see how they're going to come up with this money, but that's okay. I'm still fighting with the city of Palm Bay. They keep saying that they have to talk to their board about painting our fire hydrants. They're a mess. So they have to get approval from their board to because they're the ones that pay for that, so they have to do it. At some point, I'd like to relocate the iron gate that comes into the pool area. Something needs to be done. We can't get rid of it because of the Brevard County laws and rules and things. So that's kind of something that's in the works. During the summer, we're going to be auditing and updating all of the resident vendor files, the payables, employees, administrative books, and we're doing pretty good. We're at least we know what we're doing. It's now putting it in effect and getting them all done. And I don't want everybody to get bored here. Let me hurry up some more here. What did I forget? Install new street signs when approved by the Board of Trustees. Once they're approved, then our crew will go out and replace all the signs. Those are the pending projects right now.
I have one real quick comment or thing. Those letters and envelopes in the past, they've kept them for a few days so people who live in the park can come and pick them up and save some postage. I don't know how big a mess that makes for you or whatever, Cherie. In the past, they've kept.
We can do that.
I mean, I'm not saying to keep it because you don't want to wait a long time. But if you could put it on the website or something when they're ready, and they will be, you know, like if they get ready on like Wednesday or Tuesday, and you're gonna mail them out on Friday, anybody that wants to come and pick them up.
And just have like a checkoff sheet.
Yeah, just whatever what doesn't disappear is put stamps on them and mail.
Yeah. Well, that'll save us a lot of time and actually a lot of money and a lot of postage. That would be awesome.
I haven't been involved with that too much. I just didn't know how much work it'd make. But if you can figure that out, that might be something we could do with the mailing.
Sure. Any suggestions? I'm open. Anything to make it easier for me and the girls. Totally. All right. The moment we've been waiting for. I have attached a CMA, which is a comparative market analysis, to all of the trustees. And this is regarding the salaries throughout the whole state, every county. I'm approaching my one-year anniversary. I'm quite proud to say that I've become quite familiar with the Sunshine Law for the state of Florida over the past year. If I don't have the answer to your question, I will certainly have it by the end of the work day. I don't think anyone can possibly know all of these laws inside and out. And as they, too, are constantly changing. And I'm also so very proud to say that we have administratively turned this office around, not quite to where I want it, but we've made tremendous progress and continue to do so. And because this is my evaluation, at this time, I am respectfully requesting an adequate pay increase based on these Florida statistics to reflect my skills, my knowledge, support, and dedication to Port Malabar Holiday Park. So I'm asking the trustees to please look over the CMAs, and you can see every line item that the average in Palm Bay, Melbourne Beach, Merritt Island, Malabar, the average yearly pay scale is roughly $85,000 per year and annual. And that does not include, that isn't a, the health insurance and whatever benefits are in addition to that salary. I didn't write these CMAs. This is here. If anybody would like to take a look at them or get a copy, it's right here. And this is the absolute truth. Regardless of what anyone says, I got them straight off the computer. And these stats are actually from last December. Okay, so this isn't even, I can't imagine they've changed all that much from then until now. But these are the stats. And I got them from salaries.com for property management. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Any other questions for the manager? If not, let's...
I'd like to say something.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted everyone to remember about some of the residents that worked very hard on some of the projects that have already been completed and those that are yet to be. When it came to the doors that have been installed, Bob Shearer was an extremely big help in working with Cherie on that. He
very
also
much.
Was the one that ordered and researched all of the chairs that we see new around the pool. He's also the one that researched the new equipment that we've gotten, the new heaters and water heaters, whatever. Okay, for the projects that are coming up, we've got Rod Lindsay looking into the bocce courts and what else? The other thing he's doing.
The gazebo, the bocce, right. And the shuffleboard.
Right, and Jim Gahan, who has been researching the shuffleboard. Bruce Crabb was acknowledged. He's been working with the trustee books. And Jean Beach got that website up and running. She's the one that did that. And she put in hours and hours of work on that. You have no idea the amount of work that woman put in, and we owe them all a big thank you.
Yes, we do.
And also,
we
I'm going to say, too,
that.
And Bob Shortledge, while he was here and was on the board, he did a good job in with the irrigations, the fountains, and the shrubs, and the rec. He did his job. And I want to acknowledge those residents that have been very helpful to this manager.
My teeth. And I certainly want to add to that, and I really appreciate all of their help. Their input was very instrumental, and it was really a pleasure and has been a pleasure working with them. They really added a lot, and Jean and Lori were just awesome. She really, really stepped up and gave us a lot of work to do in the office, but we did it, and it's a nice feeling to know that we're completing things. And also, there's things that haven't been done in 25 years here that we're resolving and we're getting done. And it's an awesome feeling. It really is. So thank you.
Can I say something? Look, to the person who went to the office and reported that I had my daughter living with me, I lost my daughter 6 years ago, so they couldn't have known me quite that well. And I really didn't appreciate it. I have a roommate. I came to the office. They had no record of it in their computer. Apparently, somebody erased different things out of their computer or took things out of their computer. So she went into the file. The only thing she had there was the paperwork that the lady made out, okay? She's a very good friend of mine. How did she get a decal? There's nothing in the folder. Nothing was done. This is what they're finding out. The work was not done before. So they're updating everything. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
I had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry.
I should have ruled her out of order, right?
Well, I don't think anybody, if they don't know you, they shouldn't go to the office with something like that. I think that wasn't.
I have a question here under old business for people up here at the board. Should we do the health insurance before we worry about the budget?
Yes.
Because that's
fine.
Instrumental part?
Yeah, I was going to bring up.
Okay, so let's skip over to employee health insurance on the last page and do that first because that will impact our budget.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. No, this is fine.
Anyway, basically, we voted on the insurance that we're getting, the plan. We upgraded from a silver to a gold for the plan. And now tonight we're talking about the gold plan and what it's going to cost. The first column, I don't know if you can see it up there, but basically it's 100% annual cost. Okay, the annual cost goes down. The numbers on the side are the age of our employees. The age of the employee determines what their premium is going to be. Okay, so I just put the age of the employees down, and that's where the costs come. I wasn't going to put any names. Okay, if we pay 100%, we pay for the 26-year-old, the $312.65 is his premium per month. Then down the 39 is 385, so forth on all the way down to our senior citizens at the bottom. Oh, no. Anyway, the total premiums for that month are $6,775.79.54. Okay, for that month. For a total cost of the premiums for the health insurance to be $81,354.48. Now, we are right now paying dental and eye. So I put that in the column straight across, same amount, because we pay 100% of that. So that becomes our insurance costs right at the bottom. For the year, totally is $86,375. Okay, that's the plan if we pay 100%. Okay, next column is if we pay 90% and they pay 10%. Our part, their part. Again, you'll go down. I did not total the employees' part. I just totaled our cost. Our premiums will drop from $81,000 down to $73,000. Again, going to the next one. I'm not going through all these. 80 and 20, our premiums drop to $65,000. On 70%, they drop to $56,000. On the 60%, they drop down to $48,000. Now, this sounds like quite a bit of money, you know, for a premium. But if you really look at it, down here at the bottom, cost per household, that $122.69 is the cost per household that we would have to pay, you would have to pay per year towards our annual fee, that $2,000 we pay, the $122 of it is going to be if we do 100%. Right now, with what we have, we're already paying $76 every month, okay? So as you can see in my writing, the difference between 160% coverage for employees is more than what did I write there? The difference you can see by looking at the 10% column even, $31. If we pay 40, they got to go to $125. So every month, it's going to cost them $100 more because we're not covering that, each employee. However, if you check the household, per household, the cost for the year is only $46.22 more. And if you divide that per month, that's less. If we were each paying $4 more per month, we could save our employees hundreds or a couple hundred dollars every month by us paying $4 to help them out and give them decent coverage. So, I mean, the numbers look big in the $86,000 and the $53,000, but if you take it down to each household saying, hey, this person's taking care of my property, and I want him to do a good job, and I want him to feel a good job, by paying $4 more that month, we can go from 60% to 100% with our budget. Not with our budget, with your cost, okay? And the thing is, they were talking about our budget. I have put into the budget $87,000 for health insurance. That's already been budgeted. As you can see, $86,300 is what we now have that would cost us if we went 100%. So it's not going to increase our fees any for next year because it's already been budgeted for that. Okay, now I'm not saying we have to stick to a budget. A budget is just a plan. Here's something that can work or not work, helps you plan. So if we choose another one,
That is, but we have set up our fees. We'll cover that budget, okay? But and that's, I guess, okay, now here comes the personal part. I feel that we need to take care of our employees better. We have run into a lot of problems this year with people because they couldn't pay the $200 or the $300 a month. They didn't take insurance. And so what did we do? We went to emergency health, and we started paying them so they could take care of us. Plus, people, our insurance is better. In fact, before they could do 4 visits, and then they'd have to pay more. With this new policy, they're paying 25% copay. I mean, it isn't all free. They still got to do copays. It isn't like, okay, I get sick, I can just show up at the hospital. No, they have a part to pay every time they go. But they will not have to have money out of their check every month to pay for the insurance. Now, insurance doesn't mean medical care. It just means it's easier to provide. And I'm hoping by this policy, we take care of our people. Also, I think it will also get a better feeling when our employees are working that they know they have this covered. And also, if we need new employees, if we say, hey, we pay your coverage for insurance, you can come in. Now, again, like I say, this is a gold plan. We do have a platinum plan, but anything that they pay, anything they want extra, like family plans or an upgraded, they have to make up that difference. All we're providing is what I know the premiums are a little different, but we're providing the same coverage for all of them, and that is our gold plan with what we pay, whatever percentage we pay. And I'm hoping that's 100, but you do what, I mean, what our board will vote. But any questions now? That's my presentation. Any questions from the board I can answer?
So how much is it gonna cost them for the family plan? Do you have that figured out?
No, I do not. That's up to them. That's not our cost.
But what, we pay part of the family plan.
No, we just pay the employees part. The insurance offers these things that they can upgrade at their own costs.
Right.
See, and what we're trying to do, what I'm basically saying here, we're giving everybody the same coverage. Like, however, it does cost the 59-year-old more than it does the 26-year-old. Okay? But anyway, that's... I hope this makes sense, that really, yeah, the numbers sound big about what you're covering on the insurance, but if you actually take a look at what we do personally for our employees, it's not really a big number. It's just $4 a month, basically more, but we've already got that paid in there. And it's a $2,000 a year budget. So, okay, thank you.
Await a motion for action. Don't we get a motion first?
All right, I'll make it. I move that we pay 100% of our employees' health insurance for the coming year under the plan that we have already selected.
I second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Any comment from the trustees?
I have just one question.
I do, too.
All the employees, is there any employee that is not going to be taking or doesn't require health insurance, like they're covered by their spouse or something else?
Just the Lori in the office.
So she does not get health insurance coverage?
Not unless her husband would lose it, and doesn't look like that's going to happen. He works for the city.
But as of tonight when we're voting, okay.
Everybody else is... The employees that don't have it are the guards and the part-time employees. Yeah, this is only for full-time employees.
Any other questions?
I haven't done this before in insurance, but I think we have a waiting period.
It's 90. 90 days.
Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I want to thank the board. I sent them a very comprehensive letter this week so that you can refresh your memory. 2012, Keith and I sat on a budget committee, which this board appointed. We spent 70 hours going over the entire budgets for the park. That was the first year that somebody got up and said, we got to start making them pay for health insurance. So they ended up voting a 10% thing. Keith and I voted against it because we both have had employees and we know what it entails. We've always taken care of our employees in this park, and then somebody wanted to change it, and then they started making 10%, 20%, 30%, and 2 years ago it went up to 40%. All our employees dropped their health insurance. They couldn't afford it. Pay the health insurance 100%. I've said it 25 times. Keep our employees happy, and let's keep them. Thank you, board.
Any other comments? If not, call the question. All in favor of offering 100% coverage to our full-time employees, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign. Carried. Now we can backtrack to Keith again with some budget review.
Okay, we've kind of voted on this budget, but we needed to post in the newspaper, and we did that to tell today would be the final vote on the budget, and anything that needed to be, that somebody would like to change or talk about, we could do that now. So I would open it up to anybody that would find indifference with this budget you would like. Like I say, the insurance on this budget is not one group. It is under administrative, under custodial, under grounds people. But if you total those three numbers up, they're 87,600 something. So they cover the full-time employees. Okay, was there anything else?
I have a couple questions on the budget.
I'm sorry?
I have some questions on the budget, not on the health insurance.
Okay.
And before that, when we first looked at this budget, when I had a chance to take it home and look at it, I had some questions. And I was looking for somebody to discuss it with. And since I can't discuss it with a board member, I couldn't talk to Keith. And since I didn't want to spend 4 hours at it, I didn't call my other friend over here who sat on the last budget committee. I called Jean Beach. And we talked about my questions. And I have had an email back, and I know the entire board has had the same email back from Jean. She did some work on it. My question is, why are we paying off these loans? They are low interest loans. If we go to do a major project around here, if we have to do the roads, if we need a roof, if the pool needs repair, we are going to have to take another loan, and it is not going to be a low interest loan. Now, I understand these can go up year to year. They're up from last year when they were very low, and they can go up again. But, and I asked mainly about when they had the last budget that worked by committee. I've looked at these budgets, and I've looked at budgets before. There has never seemed to be in this park any advance planning. We don't have a fund for road repairs. We don't have a fund for sidewalk repairs. We don't have a fund, for instance, for a new roof. If you know a roof lasts 10 years, you have a new roof put on, you should be putting away 10% of that amount so that the next 10 years you have room for a roof. So why are we paying off loans that are not major interest? You know, I know it looks like we have over $1 million, and people say that all the time, and they come in with all kinds of projects to spend money on. What happens? We don't do maintenance. We don't do upkeep in this park. And that's where my question is. Why would we pay off the loans when we can put that money away? It just doesn't seem to me to make sense. If somebody can answer me, I'll be more than glad.
I understand what you're saying, and basically the reason, I didn't have enough time to look at, but I am hoping this summer to set up reserve budgets and stuff like that, but I need to get some professionals in to tell me what a new roof's going to cost, what a new roads are going to cost, and what their lifetime is. And I think we can take some of the funds we do have, the million and something, and earmark them or make a line item for those. I just don't have time to put it into this budget.
It doesn't answer my question about why we're paying off the loans. Well, we're talking about $100,000.
Well, the thing is, we are set up, we're on a payment plan, and right now we're not advancing the payment plan other than when we pay a loan off, we just put that payment towards another loan.
No, aren't we paying?
Why?
We're paying down additional funds on that second loan.
Right.
We're paying the principal plus additional.
But that would require a major change.
She's right. That money should all be going into a line item for road.
But for the balance of this year, that's already done.
That's what I said last meeting.
To do a major resolution to do that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But to keep putting extra money into these loans that, you know, they may go up, but they're not going up to 6 or 8%. They're not going up anywhere near what we would have to pay if we took a loan to do a roof. Or if we need a new pool, or if we know we need road maintenance, so why are we paying these loans off?
Right, I agree with that, and I think we should have a line item, even in this budget, and it can be voted on to do that, that the extra money that's going into that second loan, the money that we're not going to be paying on the first loan, and you've got other monies where it may not, it could come out very easily because we... Well, anyway, there is other money, and it should go into a line item. I would call it road and sidewalk repair, at least for that, and then decide on the roof.
Yeah, even if right now you make one fund and call it upkeep and maintenance or whatever you want to call it for now, and then move it later. It's just, when I look at it, it doesn't make sense to me to be paying off low-interest loans. I can put money right now in a decent account, a CD, anything, and make as much money coming back as these loans are costing us. So it doesn't make any sense.
The one thing that we can only put money in the SBA accounts, which are a government investment thing, and they're kind of like a money market in the fact that you can put money in there and they will pay you a certain interest. Right now they're paying about 2.5-3%. However, they're set up that you can lose principal. They're a variable investment. They aren't like a CD or something like that. You can lose funds. They are paying. I need to do more research in that. I've been kind of busy. I agree.
I'm not questioning where we put them.
I don't think we're saying put in a savings account. I think you just need to put a line item in here and use that money that we're paying off these loans with.
No, I understand that. I was just referring to the fact that she could invest it and get a return on it, and I'm just hoping we can.
You can get it in a savings account, but and you know.
Sal.
Design. Sal Percy, 1107 Keystone Court. I've suggested here a few times that the amount of money that we deal with, we need a financial advisor. Bit of money, you have an opinion, you're probably all right, but none of us are experts at this, and with the amount of money that we're dealing with here, I think a financial advisor, if it costs dollars to have them come in and advise us, should we be putting money away, should we be paying these loans off, what should we do? That's what financial advisors do. None of us are bankers here, so what should we do? We're not dealing with $100,000, we're dealing with millions.
Excuse me, Sal, but the person, Jean Beach, that she conferred with was the president of a bank.
And also the SBA is a government agency that invests, and they are kind of financial advisors in themselves to make the most money they can from public funds. But like I say, that's kind of why they tell government places that they want them invested there, is so they do get a conservative type investment, and they should be making some money there. Okay.
A light just went on for me. I'm thinking that maybe, Keith, a July or August meeting might be a good time to invite a financial advisor from SBA or someplace to educate all of us and let us hear the opinions. Even if you have, no offense, even if you have a bank president, you know, you can probably find five others that have a different opinion. You know, I'm not saying don't respect Jean Beach's opinion. I've not gotten any bad information from her, but I'm just saying that out there, there's a whole spectrum of people. And I think it would be, you know, even if we hear one and we may not agree with the person, but at least we might get a little educated in terms of what's out there. So put that into your hopper, Keith, to think about the July or August meeting and let me know what might be the month we want to stab at that.
Yeah, once we get done with the employees and the insurance, we have to meet. I was hoping to get that with the SBA people more.
All right, now my other question, Keith, is if we decide not to pay these loans off, okay, in this budget, and later on we decide to change our mind, if we get a financial advisor, we can always go back to paying more money on these loans.
Yeah.
You know, but if we leave them the way they are now, that's the way it's budgeted. We can't do anything about it later.
No, even though it's budgeted, the budget just says this is a plan. Now, even like some of the stuff I budgeted in there, I don't expect to spend all that money. I'm just saying, hey, we need a budget for this because we could spend all this money, you know, in that area, you know. And going back to the salary situation, I agree that it seemed a little high, but I wanted to put in a budget where the board can make a decision and know that there is some funds in there if they want to make a decision, that they don't have to meet that budget decision, okay? And that's what I was trying to do, and with the insurance and stuff. So people can know, hey, we can cover this if we have to, but we don't have to do all this. But like you say, yeah, we can move them around a little bit, but yeah, I understand.
Keith, let me ask. I have a question for you. Do you know how much interest we paid on these three loans? We had $1 million loan since 2005. We had $1 million loan since 2007. We had a $600,000 loan from 2008. Now, me being an IRS agent, I don't believe in the way you think, because the businesses I did want to pay down their loans and want to have more, you know, positive income. The way I had this conversation with Gene, and the way normal businesses do it, they're depreciating and they're doing a lot of things with this money. They're writing off all the interest. This is all write-offs to a business. It's no write-off to us.
Right.
We got not a penny. So to give off, I'll guess we paid over 100 grand in these three loans so far, $100,000. I'm guessing.
Okay.
I guess I'm not too far off. It's top of the head. But I just don't see why you don't want to pay off the loans. You can always get another loan.
Yep.
And you are a government agency, so you won't have to pay the high rate.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still get a half-decent rates. I don't see why you wouldn't pay them off.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, I'm just saying I would pay them off.
I'm asking questions.
Me, if it was my business, I would pay off the loans and I would still have over $1 million, what, $1.2 million, about, looking at the budget?
Mm-hmm.
We'd still have $1.2 million and you would have no loans. To me, that's how you run a business if you want the business to last. That's how I'd run my business.
That's, you know.
That's my opinion.
That's
my opinion.
Go ahead.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Two or three things. Back on the Budget Committee in 2012, John Corton and I were going over the expenses for the park. One of the big things that was done the year before, we did a one-time assessment for 1 year, if everybody remembers. And we were told by the Board of Trustees then it would be a one-year assessment. John Corton and I took that assessment off that year we did the Budget Committee to reduce it $10 a month, and the Budget Committee passed it. We brought it to the board, and the board said, one of the board members got up and said, I move we keep the budget the same as last year. That did it. It threw it right out the window. This is why we have so much money. This is why we spent $250,000 on this building, because that $10 a month for since 2012 has been in our kitty, and we've used it. And now we got a surplus. Pay those loans off. It's not good business to keep the loans. We've got the money. Let's reduce the loans as much as we can. In 2012, we were paying almost 4% interest on those loans. If we paid off one of them, we could have saved $9,000 a year. Nobody wanted to do it. I'm a businessman. I like to save money. So we got it in the budget, pay the loans down. We got that extra 10 bucks a month, every single month now. That's how we paid the roof off for $85,000 with that 1 year assessment. You know, that's it.
Any other comments? Nobody else cares. If not, I await a motion to approve the budget.
I'll second it.
Who made the motion? I didn't hear a motion.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
You
no.
made the motion.
No. You just
no. She'd be asking.
I asked for it. I asked for the motion.
You do the motion.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make a motion to second it.
Who's that? I can't hear.
Joe.
I did.
Joe.
You made the motion to
approve?
Okay,
I did. Okay.
You did.
I make a motion.
Okay.
So no, we don't need a second. You need a second.
And now I'll second it. How's that?
Barb seconded.
Beautiful. I know, huh? I didn't want anybody to hear me.
Hey, Sherry, these are the things that are.
Any other comments?
No, I said what I had to say.
If not, I'll call the motion. All in favor of the budget, please say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Carried. Now I think we're back. Item 11. A, we need to appoint an assistant secretary. Eloise was assistant secretary in the board shuffle. She was elevated to first vice president. And now we need vice chair. Whatever, a vice of some sort. And
chairman and vice.
Looking for a motion from one of the trustees to nominate a candidate for assistant secretary.
What's that? I don't
write.
I'll nominate Mr. Pelletier.
Mr. Pelletier?
I'll second that motion.
I second it.
Barb seconded
it. He's oblivious.
He's the client.
He did.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Did he accept it?
I just
want
to keep some
things.
Did
you say yes?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Good. All in favor of his yes, say aye.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Opposed, like sign? If Bruce, you're out of order.
What else okay. is new?
Okay, the district manager evaluation itself, I had sent out the job description to the board members and asked them to use that as their guide to evaluate the work of Cherie. Keep in mind that you're looking at three faces who have had maybe a month or a little more or less experience with her, but I told them to try to do the best they can and work with that. I would share with you that I would say she had, from the board, a very positive review. There was one area that someone ranked a 2, it went 1 through 5, okay? And in the area of education, that background, they rated that a 2. But in all other areas, 3, 4s, and 5s, with 5 being the highest. So as I would report to you, I think many of the board members ranked her personal attributes, her interaction with people, her interface with people in the park, residents, and others along the way, very much of a strength. Someone noted that one of the areas that she felt, by her own admission in interview, that her computer skills probably could use improvement, and she has been working at those particular areas. Another strength that showed through the evaluations was her preparation and working with various groups with meetings, and her role in all of that. And I would say, I guess, since Saturday, I think it was when this whole thing started for the third time, for the third consecutive week, I gained a new appreciation of watching her work and her taking over the leadership in dealing with DCF, the police, detectives. And I just talked with her today, I couldn't believe all the people that she had to deal with already this morning, from, you know, DCF and the police, the detectives, and then worrying about, you know, let's not get the news media into our park, you know, keeping that in her brain. I just gained a new appreciation of her work. I would say that from the letters I got from people, the concern that came was the size of the raise that she was looking at. And I'm again amazed at the people in the park, because we've got some good listeners out there. Some said, if you wanted to recommend the $3,600 increase that you said you would support last March, I would agree with that, but I don't think it should be higher than that. There is a whole difference of opinion as to how you define this lady's job. You know, is she a property manager? Is she a residential property person? You know, you can run the gamut of salary ranges. From some people who sent me information saying, you know, $40,000 is what she should be paid. Well, I don't think that's gonna happen. But anyway, this is the kind of debate you can get into. And maybe before we have a review for next year, we should clearly identify the status of her position. What does it equate to? Because some of these places have, you know, bachelor's degrees and real estate license training and all this kind of stuff as requirements. So if you had somebody with a college degree in residential property management, that might be a feather in the cap. The other thing I think that we need to keep in mind is that she's new to us, but she didn't fall off the beat truck yesterday. So she's got a wealth of experience, and I think that shows. So to get the ball rolling, I will offer as a motion my March pl- pledge that I would support $3,600 for a raise at this point for her annual review.
Is that your?
That's a motion.
Jack, I want to make a comment.
We need a second first.
Oh, you need it? You want to go with that? Mm-hmm. The 3,600?
Well, you can second that. Then you could change.
I want to make it a different amount.
All right, do you need a second for that? You want a second to your motion?
Yes.
I'll second that.
All right, now it's been moved and seconded that we offer $3,600 raise for her annual review come June.
That's a 5%.
Okay, discussion?
Yeah, I have worked with Cherie really close, and she has got a lot of good experiences and things. I mean, I would like to see a little more than that. I voted against the $5,000 in the halftime because I thought we had said something about the fact that we were going to do it after a year instead of that. However, I do feel that the experience she's gained this year, being thrown into the lake to learn to swim some of the places, there's stuff out there that's happened. I mean, it's as a property manager, running into a lot of things. But she jumps in and really works at it. My most amazing thing I think about her is the way she works with people. We don't get the bickering as much, I don't think. We get some, you're not going to get rid of it. But her personality and stuff, and she's willing to learn and take stuff. I mean, I would rather see, I'd like to see a $5,000, so she gets a yearly raise. I know it's 16% from when she started, but she's gained a lot. She's gone to school. We're also reducing her insurance a little bit because before we paid 60%, but her 60% of the package she chose, because we used to pay 60% of whatever they chose, which is was her platinum. That is her premiums now, what we're giving her now is less, and she's going to have to pay more into insurance to get that upgrade. So some of that, but I would like to, and that's my opinion, I would like to see a $5,000. Thank you.
I'm going to make a comment now.
Okay, Joe.
I've talked to Siri, you know, personally and back and forth, and I told her what I expected of her. I said, I expect you to learn the sunshine law as best you can, you know, so if we have an issue, you need to find it, the problem, address it, and solve the problem. The same way with the special district. This is a special district. This is not a mobile home park, so you have government things going on. I expect that. I expect her to learn that within the next year. We've got to give her some time to learn. I expect that to be accomplished. And anything else that she can do for the park, we're going to be working on these homes. To me, it's critical to get these junk homes out of here, because that's going to bring money in. Right now, you're getting zero. If we saw the one we junked over here, all the people junked it, that's what should be done. They move out, they don't want the house, fine, we'll give them something for it, we'll pay for it. You know, this thing about not being real estate agents, when I research what these type of parks do, they do buy real estate and they do sell them. They do issue bonds, like you're talking about the loan. You can issue bond, they're called muni bonds. We're a government agency, we can, I think you can issue the bonds, you can issue certificates, and there's something else, obviously. You can do that, and you pay low percent, 2-3%. I think you pay it quarterly, and then at the end of the bond, you got to pay them their money. So you do have to put away the money. So if it's a $500,000 bond, at the end of that, he gets his $500,000, plus he earns that interest tax free. So there's all these things you can do. She's working on the grants. So the roads and the sidewalks and stuff, you work on those grants, so we don't pay it all out of our $1,600,000. So maybe she can, you know, get that done. It's a lot for her to do. when I looked at her job description, it's in that envelope over there, it's unbelievable what she has to know. It's just about everything. Because I asked her the other day, I go, how do you fix one of the riding lawnmowers? Because in their job description, it states that she needs to know how to fix those. So it's unbelievable what she needs to know. Nobody in here would even hit the tip of the iceberg. But I expect her to learn all them basic things, you know, that the major things, sunshine law and how special district runs and how to keep an eye on our money in there and the employees. And one other thing before I stop talking is I did contact our sister park. I talked to the chairman of the board there and I asked them straight out, okay, can you tell me what your district management, they're a little bit bigger than us. They run a lot more, a lot smoother than this organization. They have a lot more. They got tennis courts. They got, yeah. No. I know that. I know. I got that. But I'm just saying, now that manager there, okay, I asked about the manager that was there for 10 years. His salary when he left a year ago was $85,000. That's what he was making after 10 years. Now, the lady they hired obviously has an advantage, his wife. They hired his wife, and they started her at $70,000. Okay, so she needs to make at least $70,000. This is the end of her first year. So I would think between $70,000 and $75,000 would be a reasonable amount to give her. Keith said $70,000. I'm okay with the $70,000.
We have a motion on the floor.
So I'll second the $70,000 from Keith.
No, I didn't make a motion.
You didn't make a motion.
No, I just discussed.
I did. I make it. I'll make the motion.
We got to get rid of this motion. We got to get rid of the motion we already have before we can make another one. Yeah, so okay. We either have to, you know, if you want a different one, you have to do something. But just all we're doing is discussing now.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't vote for it, so. I think we should withdraw the $3,600 and go to the $70,000.
Well, I didn't write it down.
Oh, he didn't write it down. Whatever, no. I have to withdraw the motion then.
Before we vote on the motion that's there of $3,600 for the increase, any public comment?
Ms. Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. All you have to do is withdraw the motion. You ain't got to vote on it if you want to change it.
Okay.
In the letter that I wrote the Board of Trustees this week, there were several items on there which I'm not going to read because it pertains to the bad meetings we had a couple meetings ago. But there's something important you should know on here. There's one sentence. For those of you who don't know, our computers were completely screwed up. Records were deleted in our computers by previous managers. Files were thrown out and files were shredded. That's what Sheree inherited. We have been trying to put the office back together, and believe me, they've been busting their ass trying to do it. It's not her fault that she walked into this mess, that it was created by other managers. We didn't even have a list in the office of the paperwork that was supposed to be filed because it was gone. Many things have been gone out of that office, and it's a damn shame. That's why I insisted we redo the trustee books, so there will be a copy for every trustee, and I will have a copy, and the office will have a copy, of every piece of paperwork we're supposed to file with the state, Brevard County, and Palm Bay. Because that's why some of this stuff was not filed. And it wasn't filed 3 years ago because the manager threw all the crap out. Also, 9 years ago or 10 years ago, we hired a manager and we was paying him $75,000 a year. And he sat in the office and he never went out in the park at all. Remember? I remember. That's why I suggested on her 90-day probation, she gets an increase to $10,000. The board gave her $5,000. She now gets $65,000. I would recommend at least $75,000 to $80,000 a year. I hope the board will make a recommendation for at least $75,000, and please withdraw your motion.
Next.
Hello? Judy Turcott, 114 Holiday Park. My question is, after this raise, how many more raises does she get in the next year? Or does she get an annual raise?
Well, it's...
How many raises does she get in the year?
You can do whatever you want, but it's set up for annual.
Going forward, it's an annual raise?
The raises are they're reviewed every year, like all employees are reviewed every year. Not saying they can't get a raise, you can do that, but they're set up annually.
I think 2 or 3%.
Patty Pack, 1014 Willow. All right, so to clear my mind, the full package that she gets right now is $65,000. Plus almost $7,500 in health benefits now. Now, so her total package is 72,472, which are the numbers that I have from your March 11 meeting. Okay? Then also, above that, she gets vacation. Now will that increase? 9 holidays, 2 personal days plus sick days. So if you increase it to 70,000 and you're adding almost the same amount, you have to look at the whole package. Yes, you want the increase, but you've got to look at everything else that you're also increasing or adding in there.
Any other comments? Unfortunately, to my knowledge, I'm not aware that there is a salary schedule at all that would indicate top off, like from my education experience, you know, so many years experience and you would top out. The only way you could do is if you, you know, added a PhD or whatever and moved over another file. But I don't see anything like that in my experience so far as...
She would continue to get raises every year after
even after 85,000? The thing is, when you have a top out, I did the same thing many years. However, I got raises every year because the base that I was figured on got a raise. I didn't get a percentage raise, but because the base was raised every year because inflation or whatever, you get a raise. Here we only have one employee that's in that situation, so you do an evaluation every year to see what other places are doing. So there is no in 10 years, we can't say we're keeping her at 85 because inflation will kick in. So we do an evaluation every year, just like we're doing now, to give her a raise.
It had been determined that it was going to, that the future all raises were going to be based on merit. And that's why we submitted a review of what, in different categories.
And, you know, you talked earlier about credentials. Do you have any degrees, Sheree?
I have licenses.
You have what?
I have licenses.
But no college degree?
I have some college education, but I don't have a degree. However, I have 30 years' experience with manufactured home communities and management. Communities this size, HOAs. I've had a portfolio of 15 properties at one time that I managed, both high-end and for the government as well. So I have a pretty colorful portfolio. Thank you.
Jamie?
Hi, Jamie Welch, 1003 Moonlight. I was just wondering if the park offers any sort of retirement benefits. I worked for the same company for 30 years and they matched whatever I put in for retirement funds. And does she have that same opportunity?
No.
That's something that should be considered.
Can't do that.
Thank you.
We'll give them more money. I didn't have to give it to all you.
Jack.
Okay, any Jack. Other comments?
Jack.
Barb?
I've seen this park give a $20,000 raise in one lump sum to somebody. In one meeting, they give them a $20,000 raise. Does anybody remember that one?
Yeah, I remember.
I'd like to say something. I think what we're looking at is Sheree's been here for a year, and now we're calling this job rate. She's been here for a year. All other parks pay this job rate, this amount of money. As far as a raise for next year, I am sure that when we say that it'll be brought up at the board and everybody here is used to like a 3% or a 5% raise. So we're not looking at a 3 or 5% raise. We're looking at job rate. Her year is up, and everybody else in the count in different counties are making this amount of money. So don't worry about next year. It's like right now, we'll get her where the pay rate is supposed to be at. It's not a raise. It's job rate. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments? So if my mind is not completely boggled, I guess we're voting on the motion and the second that said $3,600 for her increase for her first year review. I would ask for a show of hands from the board so that we know that everybody's voting because Sunshine Law says we all need a vote. So. All in favor of the $3,600 raise, raise your right hand. Opposed, like sign. Everybody voted.
Yeah, he
So that one is out of business. We're looking for a new motion.
I make a motion that we raise $5,000 to a $70,000 salary.
I would second that.
I mean, you want more, but I think
you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm, okay. Yeah, I think that's fair.
With insurance benefits.
Okay, motion made for a $5,000 raise for her annual review. Any comment from the trustees? Additional comments? Any public comment? Maybe we're all fatigued.
We can table it.
Okay, let's call the question.
Thank you.
All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed, like sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Public
Thank
comment. I didn't get that, Jim.
What about
lunch
the furniture?
Tomorrow?
Furniture.
And Cherie pays.
Oh. She got her.
We're not ready for any sense of humor, Jim. Patty?
Furniture.
Oh. Thank you. Jamie. Sorry about that. I told her she was coming under new business. Mentioned it earlier, but. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jamie Welch.
So what are you looking for? Are you going to spend what gets donated, or are you looking for a certain amount to spend and hope people cover it by donations?
Right.
No, which? That was an or. That wasn't a yes or no.
Donations, just like the conference.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm understanding that, but are you looking for a certain amount that the board would provide to get furniture, or are you just going to wait for donations to come in? And that's the money you will spend.
Right, you're going to just wait for the donations to come in. But the donations are going to come in with specific items.
Yeah.
Like, one person will buy a stool, another person will buy a table, another person will buy a bench. And if they want, they can put a plaque on it that says in memory of somebody. So that will make it a little more personal. And they'll all match, and they'll all be a platform.
And you will have a catalog or something that they pick from?
Jamie, I have one question on what you've envisioned for this room. Do you have some kind of ballpark figure of what the amount of donation you need to do the room the way you would like?
We know what we need because usually when it's Tuesday night or Thursday night and men play pool, there's 20 teams. And when they play scratch doubles on Saturdays and Mondays, also there's at least 20 teams. So that means there's three tables. 12 people playing. The rest of these people are standing around with chairs similar to this. So we'd like to get probably 10 bar stools, 10 spectator height chairs, 2 benches, and maybe 2 or 3 tables. And then have the people either donate a table, donate a chair, and then if they want, they can put a plaque on it in memory of somebody.
But do you have a bottom line of what this would cost? $8,000. That's what I wanted to hear, what that bottom line was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're good quality. It's not something that someone's going to sit on and crash the floor. This will last a long time.
So just get this straight here a little bit. You're saying 12 people play at a time.
Right.
And if 40 people, 20 teams, 40 people show up, you're looking at seating 26, 28 people.
Right.
Okay, so you're looking at maybe having like a 30 seating. Do you know how much room that would? How, yeah, I know what you're saying, but how do they fit in that room?
Well, there was about the same amount right now with chairs, just low chairs like these.
Oh, okay. So you basically are going to replace the seating you have there with other types of seating that would be better. Okay, thank you.
You just want to make it look like a pool hall.
Right.
right? A professional pool hall where you could go in other than smoking and drinking, right?
Yeah. Right now, with this game going on, and you go in and you sit down, you're sitting in chairs like these. You cannot see the table properly. You can't see what's going on at all. Look at somebody's butt. It's not right.
Well, I just want to say on behalf of Jamie that we're willing to work with you. If you need help ordering, we'll take the checks and deposit them and pay for them, obviously, through our accounts so that you don't have to pay taxes and stuff like that. So any assistance you need, just let us know.
One question, Jamie. Were you still thinking about the fourth pool table? I heard you were talking about it. No, just going to keep the three? Okay, because we could turn them this way. Yeah, I know. The way they were. Okay, all right.
One more question here.
Are you purchasing these?
No.
Donations.
Oh, you're going to wait till you get the. So you're going to collect the money?
No.
No.
Bring it to the offices, but they're not going to buy anything until they get it.
Oh, the money will come into the office? And then the purchase will be made. Not piecemeal, you want it to wait till we've... Okay, that's what... Okay.
Jack.
Yes, sales.
If I want to buy a chair.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. We have one other item of business from the manager's report. She asked us to approve these signs from Affordable Sign Company at the tune of $1,752.50.
And the other page, Jack?
No, the other item. No.
The other page. There's two pages there.
This amount.
No. Wait a minute. Did I get the wrong one?
That's 1752.50. Covers all that.
There's two pages. No, that's not it.
And this is a second one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, so we have one sign motion for 1752.50. That's Holiday Park signs and 15-mile-an-hour signs. I await a motion from one of the board people.
I move that we a motion to buy those new signs to be replaced.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and second. Any discussion? Public discussion or comment?
These are just replacing the old ones.
Replace.
The problem is, like today, yesterday I nearly got flipped while I was walking my dog. I was talking with a neighbor, and the guy was going about 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Now, it's not so much the signs, but it's the people disregarding speed. I have to be real careful back down in my driveway because the maniacs come around the corner, and they come and fit.
Annette, I have seen people avoid the speed bumps and go up on the grass. I witnessed that.
Oh, let me make one comment to what you just said. I told you I've been looking at the sister park, and when I'm researching what they do over there, a lot different than what we do. Well, they get a police officer from the town to come into their park, and they actually give out tickets. No warnings, they give tickets. So if you go over 15, we'll say if somebody's going over 20, we tell him to issue him a citation and then end up with whatever it is, a $200 ticket. We can do that here.
Well, you know, the big thing is that anybody that's out in this park
somebody's grandparent.
That's true.
And you know where someone's going. These people are driving so fast. And let me tell you also, you're getting FedEx and America, all these delivery trucks coming in like bats out of hell.
Oh, they do.
They're going to take somebody out.
We can stop that.
One of these days.
They
we come
will.
And FedEx comes in even at night. But kind of can you remind the people that they are endangering people by driving like maniacs? Because there's no rush.
How are we
going to
do that?
Joanne Perry, 291 Blossom. It's not a particular that I'm going to complain about. Nobody in this park stops at stop signs. My house has been hit once, and I expect any day somebody's going to come right through my front door again. Because nobody stops at anything. Golf carts don't do it either. There's stop signs right there. I watch them every morning and every night from my kitchen. And they come mad on a hill, and they don't stop at the stop signs. I don't know whether speed bumps will do it or not, but
no.
One
person
watch
already
every
died.
Every single day, morning, noon,
I know the guy in the school.
I know.
Okay.
Flashbulbs. I don't know what we need, but it's very disturbing. I don't want my house to have to be put back together again. And that was an accident, but it still happened too fast. Thank you.
Any other comments? We've got one motion here that says we authorize $1,752.50 for signs. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Now, another one that were separated out were signs for streets, street signs, Berry Court, Scobie Court, Seminole, whatever. 42 street signs, and this is the one that she wants to negotiate, but at the present rate, it would be $2,037.
I make a motion we allow her to negotiate up to $2,037.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. You have that info, okay. Any other comment? Public comment. Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor of adding these signs, say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Any other public comment? Any trustee comments?
Just
a minute.
Okay, you're first.
You're on.
I love the new pool furniture. I love it. But can we get the tables painted? Because they look dingy now. Right? Tables look like they could use coat of paint.
That's another one of our summer projects. We're going to paint the tables. All the easements of the overhangs, the brown, they're all going to match, be one color, paint the walls around the shower where the shower area is, replace all the hardware, all the knobs and things. It's going to be really nice. We're going to really spruce it up.
Joanne.
Yeah, Sheree, just on this letter from the attorney, did you notice how he addressed it? Yeah, well, let them know we're not the Holiday Park Property Owners Association.
Well, that's kind of up in the air. Not up in the air. I think we need to follow through with this with this litigation for 206, even with the new chain of events that happened. I've spoken to several board members, and they're of the mindset that perhaps we should start seeking bids for another legal representation, another firm. So. In the event that we have to get into another situation of litigation, absolutely, Joanne, but let's finish this one first. I think if we change horses in the middle of a stream, so to speak, with 206 and changing the name, and we're fine with what we're doing.
No, I didn't
think.
Mean to change the lawyer right now, but give him a call and let him know we're not HPPOA.
Right.
He's got to address it, especially to the judge. He called us HPPOA.
Right. I don't know where that came from. I mean, this was back in 2000. And this has been going on for 25 years. Well, with SunBiz, the HPPOA has been registered with SunBiz for many, many years. I was told 25. I could be wrong. It could be 1977. Exactly. And we have to change that, Bud. That's one of the things that was kind of dumped in my lap, and I'm definitely going to make a change. You're talking about Mr. Bone? Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Bowen, okay. All right.
Any more comments?
Check them out.
What? If not, thank you for attending. Thank you for taking your time. We need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second the motion.
Yes, we did.
I said she could negotiate up to that amount.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.